Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the second episode of our investigative radio drama, Crime Fighters, Killing Me Softly. In the first episode, an emergency alarm was sounded at the Simba Metals refinery in the village of Dongela Maji. It was then discovered that one of the workers was missing. While the employees were waiting outside the emergency master station, Ida got a call from the principal of her son's high school. Principal Kidenga informed Ida that her son Imbachi had collapsed during his exam. Ida immediately dashed to the clinic where Imbachi had been taken. But before we join her there, let's first find out what happened at the Simba Metals refinery. In today's episode titled Searching for Clues, the missing employee has just been found.
Oji, remember what we've talked about. We don't want the other workers to start panicking.
Yes, Mr. Tonka. Don't worry, I have this under control.
Hello, where's the patient?
And how serious is his situation?
His name is Tim Kwake. He's lying near the reception desk, still breathing, but he hasn't opened his eyes. We think he came to work sick. It looks like he's suffering from malaria.
The doctors will determine that. We just respond to emergencies.
All right, let's do this. We need both of you to help put the patient onto the stretcher.
Oji will take care of that. I have other matters to attend to.
Wait, before you go, can you call a colleague, a fellow worker to help? We need at least four people to carry the patient.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Tonka is the managing director of the Simba Metals refinery. He's not an ordinary worker.
Oh, I'm so sorry. With all the protective clothing he's wearing, I assumed he must work in the factory. But anyway, being the manager doesn't prevent him from assisting us.
Emergency control room to response team. Do you copy?
Yes, copy that. What is it, control?
We have another situation. A young child is having a seizure. Location, newly painted red house next to the marketplace. You need to attend to her as soon as possible.
What? Not another one. What's happening today? This is the fourth emergency call we've had. Okay, we'll take the factory patient to hospital first, then we'll respond to the new emergency.
Okay, good luck. Over and out.
You had the call. We need to move fast. There's another emergency waiting.
This way. Please follow me.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kanjo. You're Imbachi's mother, right?
Yes, doctor. My name is Ida Kabange. What happened?
Your son was brought in feeling very weak. We've sedated him for now to give his body time to recover.
Is he going to be okay? Is my boy going to be all right, doctor? What's wrong with him?
That's what we're trying to find out. We've taken some blood samples, but as you are aware, we don't have the laboratory facilities here in Dongela Maji to carry out extensive examinations. So we've sent them to the National Hospital in the capital.
But how long will it be before you find out what's wrong?
It's difficult to say. It all depends on how soon the results of the blood tests come back. In the meantime, we'll keep him under observation here.
What do you mean under observation? Doctor, is there something you're not telling me?
Look, let's wait until he wakes up. Then we can talk about what to do next. You can stay here in the meantime, but I must ask you to try and remain calm. Your son needs to rest, Mrs. Kabange. I have to go now. It's been a crazy few days. Goodbye.
Goodbye, doctor. Thank you. Imbachi, you hang in there, my son. Hang in there for me, please. You're the only one I have. Oh, God, please heal my boy. Damn. Who is it keeps calling me all the time? Where is my phone? Hello, Tonka. Sorry I didn't answer earlier. I'm still at the...
Don't be sorry, Ida. Take all the time you need with your son. How is he, by the way?
Still sleeping. They've got him under sedation. They've sent some blood samples to the capital, but I don't know how long the results will take.
That's insane. You shouldn't be kept waiting. If you'll allow me, I could have your son examined by my personal doctor.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I don't think I'd be able to afford the medical expenses.
Come on, Ida, don't be silly. Do you really think I'd let you shoulder this burden alone?
Bambi, what's wrong with the new boy, Imbachi? How come he never comes to swim here anymore? Is he scared of us or the water?
He got sick. He and I are in the same class, you know. They actually had to rush him to hospital in the middle of an exam.
Oh, he's such a softie. Just a few times swimming in the river with us, and now he's sick.
Rahisi, you should be a bit nicer to him. He's a city boy. We could learn a few things from him about a... you know, being cool.
No, I don't need any city boy teaching me.
Hey, look over there. The van from Simba Metals is coming. Yeah, let's go and watch them dump.
Okay, come closer. There. Stop. No to waste.
Come on, let's go over there. We might find some of the scrap metal they chuck in the river, and then we can sell it somewhere.
Hey, you two. Warned you about this before. Don't come near the lorry.
Relax, man. Take a chill pill. We are just swimming.
Yes, I can see that. But what if one day the brakes on this lorry fail, huh? You know what will happen then?
Yes, if the brakes fail, the lorry will slide into the river. What? Rahisi, what's so funny?
Stupid boys. Okay, driver, that's it. Let's get out of here.
I think that's the end of our fun.
What do you mean? The fun has just started.
I know, but look behind you. There, in the distance.
Oh no, my mom is coming to fetch water.
Yep, looks like she's coming to wash your clothes as well.
I have to get out of here before she sees me.
Yeah, come on then. Let's get this scrap metal out of the water quickly.
Okay, let's go.
And as Bambe climbs out of the river, we end the second episode of our story. What is it that the Simba Metals refinery is dumping in the river? And more importantly, how does this waste affect the people using the river water? And how about Imbachi? Tonka offered Ida the help of his personal doctor. Will he be able to find out what Imbachi is suffering from? Be sure to tune in next time to find out. The next episode will also introduce a new character in the story. Here's a quick preview of what's waiting for you.
You said your name was Samia, right?
Samia Kwake, yes. That's my name.
I'm Inspector Chuma. Now, how can I help you?
It's about my husband, Tim. He died at work. He was an employee at Simba Metals Refinery. All I'm asking is for you to find out the truth. Find out what killed him.
Oh, Imbachi, my boy. How are you feeling?
Much better, Mom. I think I'm ready to go back to school now.
Doctor, what do you think? Is he ready to go back? He's been missing out on classes, and he has his exams at the end of this year.
I understand, but my advice is that Imbachi should rest for a few more days.
If you'd like to listen to this or any other episode again, just visit our website, dw.com/crimefighters. You can also join us on Facebook to discuss the story. Until next time, bye-bye.